All right, episode 442 of this podcast is brought to you by our store. And in our store, we've got lots of really unique health tools and products and gadgets and programs designed to help you live a better life. We've got everything from blenders to dehydrators, saunas, juicers, water filters, raw dog food, rebounders, workout equipment. The products over at Sir Thrival, the pine pollen that are great for your hormones. We've got One World Whey protein powder, the squatty potty that sits underneath your toilet, the Qigong program. We've got air purifiers, products to protect you from electromagnetic field radiation from less EMF. We've got Anne-Marie Gianni skincare, Living Libation skincare. We've got the Biomat, chemical-free cookware, the Vitalizer Plus, which helps to structure your water, Organifi green juice, lots of cool stuff in our store. So go check it out and make all of your purchases through us. That would help support this show, and we appreciate it. And let's get on with this episode. Well, happy day after 4th of July, everybody.
I sent a few texts this morning saying, happy 5th.
Happy 5th. Good one.
They don't know what to do with that, but we're still celebrating over here.
I hope everybody has their phalanges and their extremities and all intact, and they're not blown apart by fireworks.
I know. We had quite the show out here, didn't we?
We did.
Went on for hours.
I hope you guys had a great 4th of July. This is July 5th, 2016, and we've got Dr. Doug Lear on the line. So many people have been asking us to talk with him, and finally, Leslie wrote in a while ago and was the icing on the cake, and so we looked into his work and reached out to him, and he was so gracious to respond. So we're going to be talking about activating divine feminine power to heal and transform your body and life today.
Which, we spoke before the show started, is not just a women's topic.
Yes.
I think this is very important for everyone. So
men,
hang in there, men.
Men have to deal with women, and women have to deal with men.
Well, there
you go.
So
it goes both ways, right?
We're all in this together.
We're in this together.
As our friend Drew Cannoli would say.
That's right.
I love it.
So all of our shows are free. If you guys would like to pass our shows on to your friends, we would greatly appreciate that. And this is episode 442. So if you would like to listen to this show on the website, you can do that at extremehealthradio.com /442. And that will take you directly to this particular show page. So we're excited to have Dr. Doug on the show. He's a visionary leader, a speaker, and pioneer in the healthcare of the future, energy medicine, quantum medicine. And he's a part of something called Cellularity. And he works with people all over the world to heal their bodies, to live more fully expressed lives. And he's doing some really cool work. So we're really excited to have him on. Thank you so much, Dr. Doug, for being on the show today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So you just got back from the beautiful land of Fiji.
That's right.
That sounds like it was amazing. I was corresponding with you a little bit off and on while you were there. How long were you there?
I was there for a month.
Oh,
my goodness. Was that work-related or just kind of a vacation?
You know, when you live in Los Angeles and spend, you know, a lot of your life on the freeway, I went to islands. There weren't any roads.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that nice?
And mostly for transportation, it's basically swimming or getting in a canoe and going to the other island or something.
So, oh my goodness.
Or putting on your scuba gear and going down under, which is what I did. I got PADI certified, and that was pretty amazing.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So they do all that over there. That sounds like an amazing place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's phenomenal. I mean, they got hit by a cyclone a few months ago. So, you know, the papaya trees and now a lot of that beautiful green lush stuff was you know sucked away, and it was still gorgeous.
Oh man.
Wow.
And,
yeah, I've been over to Tonga, but never to Fiji. Actually, well, we stopped over in Fiji, but it wasn't too long of a stop, but I've been to Tonga. That's not too far from Fiji.
Not too far, and again, has beautiful waters and excellent scuba diving and beautiful reefs and thousands of varieties of sea life and fish, and my first dives, I was about 75 feet under and observing just the most amazing coral, that moving coral, and coral that lights up and you touch it and it changes color. And
oh my goodness.
Swimming with all kinds of amazing fishes. And I was down there, and sharks were swimming around, and wow. sea turtles. And you just went into this zone of present time consciousness. When you finally get your breathing right, that goes like, now I get what the diving experience is about.
Yeah, I imagine that when you're doing it, it is. Once you get your breathing right, because for a while you're probably a little bit constricted with your wetsuit and trying to freak out a little bit with being so far deep. But gosh, when you get your breathing right, everything just comes into the present moment, doesn't it?
And it's a great metaphor for even what we're going to talk about today. Because... in life, we need to get into the balance, the zone of the oneness of who we are, and that connectedness and understanding about our divine feminine and divine masculine power, and our inner masculine feminine self is vital. And because when there's an inner conflict between those two, it shows up in the conflicts that we have with men and women. And, you know, life is about communication.
So what about the conflict between the two, the masculine and feminine within people? Does it seem to be, it seems like there would be more of a disconnect with men in that regard?
That's a good question.
Is that hard to say?
Well, you know, from what we see in this reality, men and probably women would say this too, and it's true, have a greater difficulty with being vulnerable, sharing their feelings, and really, you know, going down into the heart and really and into their low side. To really feel that and to communicate it. You know, we tend to go to judgment or criticism or anger, you know, kind of the root masculine wounded power over others type of behavior that women don't like, and men, you know, stand off with each other with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're coming into a time where we're here to change that, and this is a very exciting time on our planet of coming into not just balance, because you can balance two negatives and have equal negativity on both sides and say you're in balance, but really coming to resolution of the shadow side or the wounded side of ourselves. And this is key, because I've been working with people. You know, how I got into this, and I can tell them a little bit more about my personal story in a moment, but for the last 30 years, I've been helping men and women to heal their bodies and emotions very consistently. And just about any kind of illness, chronic, terminal, can get better. You know, just because it's incurable in the medical world doesn't mean that you can't heal it. It's about turning on that healing power inside. It has a lot to do with this masculine and feminine power, as it directed me through these many years of healing. So helping people to find what that stress is, that wounding, that hurt, that betrayal, that loss, that depolarized their brain, that shut down their natural healing systems and put them into a stuck survival state, is what creates illness. And this is actually confirmed and noted by the medical profession and written in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Probably not quite as in spiritual terms the way that I may have expressed it, but they will say stress is the cause of most of the illnesses.
Yeah, it does seem like that from a lot of the work that we've been doing, speaking with different people. I mean, it seems to be that stress is such a huge factor, this chronic stress that we all seem to have as human beings in this reality where we're stressed about so many things. You know, like you've mentioned driving around in LA or just paying your rent or paying your bills or paying this or that and relationships. And I think carrying that around with you is, it's got to have some sort of effect. You do what's called cellular resonance technique, and I'd like to find out more about that, but I would imagine all of the stress would have a huge impact on how your cells can communicate with one another, how they react to natural methods of healing and everything, right?
Absolutely. You're right on target. You see, our brain and nervous system have a memory. Our cells have a memory. Our energetic field, because we are a spiritual being undergoing a physical human experience, has a memory, and it holds this memory and even passes this memory from grandparents to our parents to ourselves, you know, many generations up and down, and we pass it on to our kids, our stress and our patterns. And so we get entrained by that in the field. And so it has to be removed from the field and the subconscious memory and the cellular memory simultaneously. That's how you get a full healing effect and transformational effect in someone's body, mind, and life.
And I would imagine that you have to do multiple layers of work, wouldn't you?
I was going to say, sounds like an intense process to go through all.
Yeah, right.
All those layers, yeah.
It is. It is a layering effect, and then that layering is kind of multidimensional, multi-reality, and that kind of gets into some far out stuff.
Oh, yeah, right.
Depending on how far out you want to do the conversation.
We've been known.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been known, and we love it all.
You know, it's just like your computer. I mean, you have a lot of files in it. And, you know, the key is that you want to get the ones that are kind of running the operating systems of your life and your body. And a lot of beliefs are like built on top of these platforms, is what I discovered. And when you can find the core wound, the core deal for somebody, their core story that seems to happen over and over and over again, both in their emotionality, in their behaviors, in other people's behaviors, in, you know, things like, you know, why do you, you know, why does every relationship turn into the same ending? Mm-hmm. It was different at the beginning. Oh, he's wonderful. Oh, she's wonderful. They're different. And then, oh, they kind of are like my ex.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh,
right.
Wow. And these patterns get set. And when we can literally erase them, neutralize them, and raise our energetic vibration, our ability to hold more love frequency in ourselves, things change.
Well, Dr. Doug, I'm really fascinated to know a little bit of your backstory and what got you into this. Was this the case with your own journey of just kind of making the same patterns and finding yourself stuck in some regards?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I had an awareness from a very young age, clairaudience, clairvoyance, and I didn't know what to do with it, and I didn't have a very supportive family in that terms. So if I heard voices and things like that, you know, I was really like psychologically damaged and messed up. So I didn't get that support system. And I used to get yelled and screamed at with an intensity, being an empathic person. I didn't have any boundaries. So my parents' feelings and their deal was my deal, and there was no separation. And then I went into healing and would touch people's bodies and absorb their thing. And this is probably where my story begins of major awareness. I got a degree licensed as a doctor of chiropractic. And, you know, I also have certifications in quantum medicine with the Naturopathic Board of Medicine and, you know, just dozens and dozens of certifications and trainings in many different techniques of chiropractic and outside of chiropractic. But when I first went into practice, they couldn't get this lady well, and she was about 300 plus pounds. She had two herniated discs in her low back and sciatic pain down her legs. She was screaming in pain, and our office was multidisciplinary, so we had, you know, acupuncture and medical and osteopathic, and so everyone was doing everything to this lady, giving her 3-inch needles into her butt, you know, and to numb her out, you know, up and nothing was working on this lady. And after a few weeks, they finally said, "Well, let's give the new guy out of school a shot
crack
here
at it."
and do something to her. So I had observed them doing, you know, manipulation and shots and acupuncture and you know, physical therapy and ultrasound and muscle stim and just
everything.
The major areas all the way around in integrative medicine back 30 years ago.
Wow.
And so I'm going, okay, what do I do with this lady? So I just put my hands on her and started to do kind of some cranial sacral kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But just talking to her and touching her. And after about, I don't know, I was with her, I don't know, half hour, maybe an hour, I'm not sure. She got off the table, totally out of pain. I have no idea what I did.
Mm. Oh, man.
Totally out of pain, with a smile on her face. And it was over.
Oh my gosh.
She was better. And she walked out, and that was it. She was great. Well, within a few hours, the pain in my body from not having any became so immense in my low back and down my legs that I had taken on and her pain syndrome. Not only that, when I finally went through all my neurological and other evaluations, I had two herniated discs in my low back.
So you had the same...
She just transferred
everything to you.
Transferred it all the way to the physical level.
Oh my gosh.
Did you have, just out of curiosity, did you have the same discs issues, the exact same discs issue that she did?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Fragmented disc, like I was in a physical breaking your back situation, and an anterior protrusion of the L4, L5 disc into the spinal cord.
Wow.
And I mean, I had not just X-rays, CAT scans, and MRIs.
My goodness.
Oh my gosh.
And I walked around crippled with a cane and prayed to die for 2 years because, I mean, I couldn't go to work. I couldn't even pass my boards because I couldn't even bend over a patient without hurting. So I looked like I was incompetent, but I just was in pain.
Mm. Wow.
And and I didn't do well on the boards because the board guys were yelling at me like my parents, and it was triggering this abusive memory that I had from, you know, being beaten, dragged through the house by my hair for speaking up and getting my mouth washed out with soap and Tabasco sauce. Then I had choices, Tabasco sauce or soap or getting beat with a strap. And so I had choices of punishments.
Wow.
So I ended up, you know, choosing in life choices that would punish me, both in relationships and obviously right in my body.
That makes sense.
So, you know, all this I had awareness of, I went to all those kind of seminars like, you know, EST kind of stuff, Psy and LifeSpring, and those things traumatized me even more because people were yelling at each other and, you know, and telling their parents to go screw off. And I mean, I was scared of everybody else doing it because I was empathic in a room with everybody throwing their stuff everywhere. So right. I was just getting worse through all those kind of therapeutic.
And for during those times where was the idea for people to release some of their negative emotion, and you had a whole auditorium of people doing that?
Yeah, to express.
I see.
But you can express your programming over and over and over again. It doesn't deprogram you. But you can feel better for a while, and you can, you know, learn something, and it does give you some opportunities, certainly.
Wow, but
in my highly empathic state and sensitivity, which I was also made wrong for,
right?
How many in our audience have felt wrong about themselves?
Mm. Yeah, we're highly empathic as well, right.
Pretty much everyone raise their hand. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know, we all have our story, but you know, it's usually, you know, we don't feel good enough, and we live the wrongness of ourselves, and other people make, you know, their problem. you know, is us.
So when you had this experience with this lady, and you put it together, not long after, working on her, that her, her, disc issues were transferred to you, then what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I was susceptible too, because I had similar wounding. So it wasn't you know, it was from,
not
you know,
surprising.
From talking to her. So I vibed with her and I vibed at that vibration and boom, it was easy for that stuff to get in there. That's how we get corded too by people. And we might have heard of cording where we get energetic cords, uh-huh, stuckness from family or from relationships and so forth. And, you know, because they just, the cord goes right into our wound. Oh, there's a needy part of that person. There's where we can hook them. And it's not really a conscious deal. It's unconscious in everyone, and we're all kind of interconnected through this woundology.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn Mace talks about that in her books, Carolyn Mace, PhD, and others who are medical intuitives who've written books.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so here I am praying to die, and that's not working, and 27 years old, 28 years old. I'm going, this is not working. I'm not dying. I'm still waking up every morning. I better pray for something else. And I learned this body in chiropractic college has an ability to heal. So I just said, bring it. Show me how to heal this body. And as soon as I asked that question, all of a sudden, with that, I mean, level of screaming at God, and I wasn't a religious person or even kind of spiritual person, even talking to God, I just, you know, it seems like we're in our on our final leg of life, yeah, so to speak. That subject of God usually comes up.
Yeah.
You know, once we get everything we ask for, then we tend to negotiate it down. Well, I promise to do all those things. I'm not going to dedicate myself to the monastery or this kind of stuff.
I'm busy. I've got things to do.
I got busy things to do. You know, like that, and we negotiate it afterwards. And no one I know out there has ever done that either.
Isn't that funny, though, when you have situations like that where you were in, and I was in, actually, when I reached out to you, my back was, oh my gosh, it's the worst it has ever been. You lose the will to live, don't you? And that's what's bizarre.
Yeah, absolutely. And we lose the will on different levels. I mean, it might be lose the will with our job or our relationship or with a certain person or with a, you know, a certain activity, but it's ways that we cut ourselves off from fully living.
Yeah.
In experiencing and loving. Mm. So I was at that place and I met a woman who was sympathetic to me. So I moved in with her and she was kind of doing some touch healing this person became my wife, by the way, on me. And, cause we were kind of working with these meditation teachers and channeling and all that stuff was really, really like new and big and great back in the mid 80s.
That's great.
Before that 1987 kind of convergence thing that people.
Right.
Did. And, it was right about then. And boom, I needed a new roommate, and he moved in with us, and he was a chiropractic student, and he worked on me with this new energy medicine kind of stuff that was just kind of, you know, starting, and I felt better. Hmm. So I said, you know, where do you learn this stuff? He said, well, the doctor teaching it is at the Marriott at LAX, and I'm going back tomorrow for the second day. I said, I'm sneaking into that seminar. I'm going to get that. The guy, the dude who showed you that to do more, and I walked into the room, you know, right at the time of that he was asking for a volunteer. I had my cane and I was standing up in pain, and I just kind of raised my cane up. I was determined. I said, "Choose me." And he goes, "I think I'm going to be sorry for this, but come on down. I'll take a look at you because you look pretty bad." You know, usually just do a demonstration on somebody that's, you know, not in, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, my pain was on 11 or 12. I mean, that's, you know, praying to die level.
Wow.
And in about 10, 15 minutes, which was a long time for him to look at somebody, because he usually spent a minute or two, he figured out where the energy was blocked in my body and cleared some stuff. And it was all about, me not feeling perfect and having perfectionist parents and, you know, couldn't do anything right, couldn't do it perfect, and so I'm living the wrongness of myself. And he changed the energy just enough in a few minutes that the sciatica was gone.
Oh my gosh.
For the first time in 2 years, and I was, needless to say, impressed. I still had some back pain, but, you know, when the pain's so bad you want to cut off your foot.
Right, right.
Leg, you know, you're like going, hallelujah.
Right.
And, you know, wow. And, you know, in retrospect, years ago, one of my clients was the Royal Prince of India.
Oh, my
gosh. And he was a Sikh and a mystic and a Vedic astrologer, and he lived with the yogis and who levitated and transfigured and did all sorts of stuff that he used to tell me. And he came to me because he got in a car accident in the United States, and I helped rehabilitate him and helped him to heal diabetes and some things in him. And, you know, he was in his 70s and quite a character for he said, yes, study with that man as long as you can. But that was 20 years after I had been studying, 20 years of studying with him. So it's almost like that. It's appropriate to say that that's what I felt empathically and psychically from the future to the past to the present that it was in 1986 to go.
Sure, sure.
I'm going to study with this man and learn everything I can from him. And in that I went on this deep spiritual journey in my life to really discover deeper what the mind was doing. And in high school, I was even interested in how do people tick and why do they do what they do and why do I do what I do, because I don't even like the behaviors I do, but I just do them anyway, mm-hmm. and they get me into trouble, and you know, they, you know, I end up having clashes with women and men and myself, and it's not too comfortable living this life as a human being. And so, you know, that was my journey for many years. And the CRT, the cellular resonance, I realize our cells need to resonate with the soul. Mm-hmm. And so it's soul-to-cell healing. We have to reconnect and bring more soul energies. The soul created the body, created the personality. Personality, often called the ego, what we all have, and the archetypal structures that makes us up. We get stuck in these places of hurt or resentment or grudges or being perpetrated against to be a victim. And then we just keep on living it over and over again because those memories are in us. And over the years, I attracted a great deal of women to my practice who were sexually abused. Mm. And I was just talking to another author, promoter, and without mentioning her name, and she goes, yes, you know, she says, I was abused, and 25% of women are sexually abused. Wow. And that's in the U.S. statistics. Though it may be a lot higher with all the unreported. So that's a lot, and since we're all interconnected anyway, we're feeling that abuse. And then how many people have been emotionally abused or physically abused? According to Stanford University and a study they did called the ACE study, adult children of abuse, they said everyone, all children are abused, and we become adults, and it doesn't get better.
Yeah.
Quote unquote, in a Stanford peer-reviewed paper that's pretty significant.
You know what's interesting is I've never thought about this until just right now when you talked about 25% of women being sexually abused. It's interesting because as we're talking a little bit deeper here about, you know, the soul and the cellular resonance and things like that, it's interesting to me that when a man would abuse a woman, obviously the woman is now fragmented, but then that man goes back out into society and he's somehow less than he was before that happened too. And so he almost abused himself. I mean, it's nowhere near comparable, but there's something less of him now. And so now you have two people out that have just been, it's like two people being in a fight. Both fighters are mangled and beat up, but these things we don't see. So now you have two people going out into the world that now have all this extra work to do.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, people basically only do things for two reasons. And one is to emanate and to radiate and to give love unconditionally. And the other is the need for love. And the need for love is what the personality lives in. Uh-huh. And everyone has one. So the need for love is there in every person until they embody enough soul and enough divine masculine and feminine integration that they are coming from the pureness of the receiving of love from above, down, inside out, and to share that with men and women, children, everyone, that emanation of love. But when a man needs love and doesn't get love, then he becomes abusive towards the woman. Mm-hmm. So he was already fragmented. In fact, in quantum energetics and quantum physics and the quantum field, that becomes fragmented, then the body becomes diseased. Diseased bodies are from fragmentation. Mm. Fragmentation is from the eyes of the personality turned downward away from the soul.
Wow.
Say that again.
Yeah, that's heavy.
That's interesting. Say that again. Yeah.
The cause of disease, and I can say it in many different ways, so I'll probably state it three or four different ways for you. Mm-hmm. But what I just said was the disease or the disease is fragmentation. Fragmentation is the eyes of the personality turned downward from the soul. Mm. The separation between the soul and the self, the personality self. So most people associate to themselves as a physical body. I'm, you know, Kate, I'm Doug, I'm Justin, I'm mm-hmm. George, I'm Martha, mm-hmm. in this body, and I'm separate and different from everyone, and I want to be understood, and then we have our whole deal, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. But it's fragmentation.
Fragmentation. That makes so much sense.
And this fragmentation, it's like a prism. If you have, you know, we used to play with those when we were kids, right? That little prism of glass that's in a triangular shape. Yeah. And when the sunlight goes into one angle, it radiates out into a beautiful rainbow.
I love those things. Mm-hmm. I love them.
And I love those things.
Yeah, they're great.
And we buy crystals and we hang them on our windows, you know, and the sunlight comes in and we have rainbows all over our room. Anybody who had that, but I had those when I was younger.
Yeah,
and I loved it. And I first noticed that from the crystal chandeliers in my house.
How cool.
And then, you know, later on, the little New Age shops.
Yeah, there you go.
and buy those. So this pure light of soul that reflects through a prism becomes this beautiful rainbow of this wholeness of the multidimensional and all the colors that are seen and unseen. However, if you take and crack that prism, we could call that the wounding of the personality, fear-based consciousness. It fragments, and when the light goes through it, it has fragmented light fragments all over the room. Mm-hmm. There's not a cohesiveness. There's not the colors aren't connected. You know, blue's over here, red's over there, blue's all over the place. You know, and then there's empty space in between. We're separated, mm-hmm. and the separated self or separated consciousness or fear-based consciousness is what the personality. Is without its complete soul connection. And, you know, I started asking questions a long time ago and found that there's a great deal of power in questioning, you know, asking, what's creating this? You know, we could say, why can be a good question or not a good question, depending on the context of how you use it. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to ask, like, you know, why am I suffering? But then you go, well, that's because you're worthless. Hmm. Now, if we knew to ask another question, like, okay, what's creating this worthlessness? Oh, it's a separation from love. Everything's a separation from love, from soul, from this divine energy, from our divine feminine and divine masculine aspects of self. We're stuck in the wounded feminine aspects or the wounded masculine. And understand that men and women, we are the same in the context that we both have a masculine and feminine part. Cells. Chinese medicine kind of gets into this in yin and yang. What's yin and yang? Feminine and masculine energy. And they're trying to balance that with acupuncture needles.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the, what do you think are the main issues that people are running up against with this disconnection between the masculine and feminine within their own soul and psyche? Because so much, like you said, people identify with the fact that, well, first of all, they think they're their name, and that's an issue. But then they think they're, you know, a certain race or a certain sex, and all of these things. So when we identify with stuff like that, then there becomes this fragmentation, like you talked about. But what do you think are some of the biggest issues with people with
suffering
men?
From these fragments?
Yeah, with men and women for this.
Yeah, you know, we could go through a whole history of humankind and men and women and go back thousands and then millions of years and thousands of lifetimes. But at some point, who we were was separated. And we became, and we went down the road of the individual. And we're coming at, I'd rather stay more recent than go back millions of years. Just the last few thousand years has been the age of Pisces, the Piscean age. And the age of building an intelligent system called the personality.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been developing personalities for thousands of years. From the rudimentary creation of self, and we had to dive into this individuality. I'm who I am, and this is I'm complex, and go through all these areas of all the ways we look at ourselves, from a physical body and a physical self, and the name and our race and our sex and all these identities. But we've been through in our lifetimes. All these identities, black, white, male, female, we've been all these things. And so we're looking at all these different aspects of self, almost like all the aspects of God and physical material creation. And we've created these individuals that are now ready. We're intelligent. I mean, we don't act so smart, but we are intelligent, and we've built this intelligence. And the age of Pisces was this intelligent, individualistic, and you know we have our Michelangelos, and we have our saints, and we have our scientists, you know, and our Nobel Prize winners, and people accomplishing, and our musicians, and the Beatles, and.
Mm-hmm.
And these very individualized, oh, I love Lady Gaga and this thing, these very individualistic personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming into a time where we've come full circle. And you know, if you're out there and you don't feel like you're, you know, the rich and famous and this integrated personality that's like, you know, got this big image, you know, that's, I think, why we, you know, tend to idolize, you know, mm-hmm. people who are famous because they have a very distinct persona,
right.
personality. And, you know, I've been around these people living and growing up in Hollywood, and I was born here. And, you know, I remember meeting like John Travolta when I was in chiropractic college, and it's like, God, he was like bigger than life, and his energy and this charisma and that's this personality. He was like, I am's who I am's, you know, it's like mm-hmm. very, very definite.
Yeah, and, we definitely.
And we, if you don't feel like one of those people, you've probably already been one of those people.
Hmm.
And if you're listening to this show, which is, you know, kind of some advanced, you know, Justin and Kate bringing some higher levels of consciousness to radio, you know, you've been that, you're in the direction of reintegrating. More soul into the body, integrating more feminine and masculine divine power into us. Now, divine feminine power wasn't allowed on this planet in the age of Pisces. This is important. And things have shifted and changed as we've gone into the age of Aquarius. And the divine feminine energies are coming back onto the planet. They literally communicate me with myself and play with me and my group of meditating group consciousness friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to help people to embody more of this divine feminine power. And she's lovely, and she plays, and it's a different feminine than the feminine that was wounded, that was fighting for her feminine rights and her feminine voice, mm-hmm. though that's still valid. We have to resolve that wounding.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a key for women, because I imagine from you advertising, a lot of women are listening, and I wanted to talk about that number one key, which will be very perhaps surprising, because it doesn't have to do, has everything to do with the feminine, and yet very opposite to that. But you had a question for me, so let me just...
Well, no, I was just going to mention that, you know, even back in the times of ancient civilizations with Egypt and things like that, I mean, that was very much more a matriarchal society. And, you know, it's just interesting that there were times when it was that way and society and culture were more
In
tune with all that. And so for now, it's for us, it's so just one way. It's just so male patriarchal, right. You know?
Yeah, back then it was before the age of Pisces, the Piscean age, the Piscean mm-hmm. age that came in, which had the Renaissance in it and plundering and the wounded masculine, the power over others, dominance of wars and taking over other people's territories and, right. you know, stealing the women and raping the women. And, you know, this has gone on for the last few thousand years. And, but it's... It has built strong personalities, and everyone out there would agree. You know. Do you meet anyone who's alike? Everyone has this kind of this unique fingerprint of no matter how messed up you think you are, or how great you are. Everyone has this beautiful array of differences. Yet we're all of the same soul energy. These personalities, and. Yet the fear-based consciousness that they run on, we're trying to solve with the mind, and the answers aren't in the mind. We might be talking and listening with our minds, mm-hmm. but the solution isn't there. Einstein said it in a kind of a way, we can't solve our problems at the same level of thinking or consciousness that created our problems.
Right.
And I want to restate it. We can't solve our problems from the same state of personality that created the problem. Mm. We have to go to a higher state of consciousness, which is the divine feminine masculine and the soul energies. And we all have a masculine and feminine aspect of self, these two halves. We have to become whole within ourselves. The masculine and the feminine must heal within us, and then it will relate differently to the opposite and same sexes in the physical body personalities.
And it seems like, too, that a lot of people don't think, I would think a lot of men would be afraid of this as, you know, as sort of a, you know, they don't want to embrace their feminine side, they don't want to look weak and all this stuff, but really it's not... really a competition, right, between men and women or no. one side of your personality versus another. It's a integration of how you express yourself in different situations, right?
Correct. This is the masculine feminine wounding that's separated masculine and feminine within and then is expressed as a separation between men and women in bodies.
Right. Yeah, even the idea of thinking that there's a separateness a competition between the two, even that itself is a result of thinking more like a male.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Mm-hmm.
And it's true. And what I see out there, and I want especially the women to listen with an open heart here. A lot of seminar groups and groups about, you know, feminine power has been to grasp on to the wounded masculine power structure and to use that as their way of expression and to be powerful women and to go after what they want. And I want to talk about how the structure has been wounded masculine or power over others, suppressing the feminine energy. And so you probably felt like that, but this is what's happening inside. it's the wounded masculine within the women that are suppressing the feminine from sprouting her gorgeous flower of love and beauty and nurturing and creative ability to manifest an entire different material world that we're here to do. We're here to bring heaven on earth. We bring it in through the heart. And the Dalai Lama has said, and I've seen a lot of people quote this, and it's an important quote, but it's important to see the deeper meaning of the quote. And I'd like to talk about that, if I may.
Please.
The Dalai Lama said, I'm going to paraphrase it, that the answer that the world is looking for, it's the Western woman is going to change, is the key to changing our world. It's up to the Western woman. But what is that?
Mm-hmm.
It is women's time. And they are key. The Western woman, meaning the woman who is out there working, making a living, creating entrepreneurship, starting her coaching practice, building her clothing company, whatever it is, you know, getting out there and doing what look like a man's world. The women going into that, but not do it with the same learnings that they learned from the wounded masculine trekking his kingdom, but to do it through the heart. And to do that, they have to heal the wounded masculine within them. It's a key. And Father has a great metaphor for it, healing with the Father. And like I was speaking with this woman on the phone yesterday, highly intelligent, highly successful, even somewhat well known, and so I don't want to give away who she is. Mm-hmm. And she's aware of this, and she goes, "Yeah, it was my father that sexually abused me." Mm. So, or you know, we get sexually abused by a teacher who was a father figure, or an older brother that's an older, you know, a masculine figure. And then we didn't get acceptance by the father, denied by the father, or the father divorced the mother, and they had their fight, and then she's angry at him. So the wound between the mother and the father passes down to the children. Jesus talks about that, right? Sins are the actions and the thoughts, the feelings, the traumas that the foremothers, forefathers perpetrated against each other gets passed down to the children. So this abuse is in our memory, so that really everyone's had sexual, mental, emotional abuse just in the profile of passing this information. Intelligence, remember the Piscean age of intelligence. Mm-hmm. We've passed all this intelligence, even all the wounding and death and destruction and all that intelligence. Information, kind of use those interchangeably into ourselves.
I thought it was so interesting what you're saying about that, because you see a lot of, especially in today's culture, of women's empowerment and women doing different things. But it's all, like you said, it's not done through the heart. And it's done more with the paradigm of the man, with this idea of just breaking himself to get what he wants and go after this or that. And so you have women trying to play the same game and want to do the same thing. But in reality, it's not the right way to go about it, because they're not going about it through their heart.
Hmm. Exactly. So well said. Thank you. Because what I found as a doctor, as a healer, or really a facilitator of the healing process, majority of my patients, 80% being women over the years, because they take care of their bodies better than men, and seem to have a great deal of more health issues, feminine health issues, and so on. And, you know, I see a lot of women with chronic and terminal illness that come to see me to get well, and they do. What do? We help them heal the masculine aspects of self and the feminine aspects of self. We have women with thyroid problems. That's the inability to take your creative power and express it through the heart and out into the world. And so they end up becoming overweight, or being sluggish, or having brain fog, or other thyroid, or you know, related problems. Mm-hmm. But we have to look at the causation, the emotional suppression, the emotional wounding, those patterns. We want women to express that deep creative source. They are the creative womb of this world. And healed women are going to heal the planet. So it's about women healing that masculine self. That's the first place, is healing that wound that they've been crushed and squashed down and put down, and it's in the genetic structures, but it's only memory, genetic memory, and their own lives, you know, where even in school they did research and saw that teachers treated boys and girls differently in grade school.
Hmm.
And interesting studies they did back in the 70s and 80s about that, and 90s even, and I was writing papers about this stuff back in the 70s, when this was barely being talked about. My professors are going, "How do you know this stuff?" I just would know stuff, and that's how I, you know, put my hands on people's bodies and then see their whole life and see their wounds, and they would pop into my head and go, "Oh God, that's pretty bad." So I asked. Please don't let me see all the pictures, because it's too gruesome. You know, I don't want to see all that. But just give me what I need to know to help them, men and women, to heal.
You know,
and now we're getting amazing men coming in to heal those wounded masculine parts of themselves. But when women heal the wounded masculine, it will have a generative effect into the mass consciousness of men. And by women healing the wounded masculine in them, they'll be helping the men to realize and to become more vulnerable. And I'm seeing this begin to happen. So, you know, women are beginning to do, women are doing that work, and I'm here to help more of them go deeper and broader and reach more to serve. As women heal this masculine wounding, they help the men to heal.
It's fascinating that in our society, it's really weird that it almost seems as if men and women aren't even taught or aren't taught correctly, because I don't even think any of us really know, but we're not really expressing, like women are expressing themselves through a male paradigm, and then males are expressing themselves through what they think is the correct paradigm for them, but it's very not driven by the heart. And so you have people that even within their own sexes don't know how to fully express what their sex is.
Exactly.
And they're dancing around their heart issues, really.
Yeah. And men don't know how to be men, and they think that if they embrace a feminine quality, then that shows weakness. And you know, there's this fragmentation of what it means to be a man and what it means to be a woman, that we're so disconnected from those things that
We have a lot of false imaging mm-hmm. on that. And then what I notice being taught to men and women, and especially men, is how to dance around the wounding, how to make the wounding okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, certainly we don't want to judge the wounding, and we don't want to put it down. But manipulating each other around the wounding to make them feel better about themselves, maybe that was it's a necessary step on the evolutionary cycle. But we're now here in 2016 with a much and this exponential growth in this evolution. It's vital to take self-responsibility as men for this wounding, and not to use it to manipulate to get the sympathies of women, but to come to a higher level of what a man is from the soul's perspective, from love consciousness. This is, I believe, easier for women, because I see more women, you know, doing healing work, mm-hmm. more women being you know, healers mm-hmm. out there. There's this great, great expansiveness. And so the healer must be healed. And when the woman has her masculine wounding cleared and is in that place where there isn't an inner conflict with men within her own heart, she becomes a great force for men to wake up and go, because see, now they're not being judged. See, everyone's trying not to be judged. Mm-hmm. Men have a tremendous fear of being judged, and they will put on their bullhorns and, you know, and their, and, or put on the, you know, the 1980s, 1990s feminine aspect of that David Data talks about, that men went dropped into to get along with women, that they become more soft. But it can't be a manipulation of wounded masculine behind it and then putting on this soft face that's, you know, I mean, it's better than being mean, obviously, but to a woman. But when all that's raging underneath there, you know, come on, ladies, you know, he didn't change after 20 years of marriage. That was still underneath there. And that facade of being nice and buying gifts or doing whatever it is that, you know, he didn't grow with you. He didn't grow to the expansive of becoming vulnerable, which is what we want to do. We want to connect heart to heart. Women know this.
So and is it possible for women?
They divorce their husbands after 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, and, yeah, right.
And, oh, and now they're, you know, going, where's all the good men?
Right. Is it possible?
I hear this conversation, so.
I bet all the time, huh? Is it possible for women to do this kind of healing from that masculine scarring on their own? Or is this something that you've really seen that they need assistance with to do it properly, like once and for all, you know, where they don't keep going back and regurgitating old stories and old, you know, getting stuck in a repetition of feeling like a victim? And
absolutely. This is such an important question, Kate, because I used to hear all the time, but especially from men, especially from men, but I heard it from women too. So about halfway through my career, about 15 years into it to 5 years ago, I'm not hearing it as much, but it's still pretty big. You know, can I do this healing on my own?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can I do this on my own? I want to do this on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of this Piscean age thinking that wants to do things on their own because I'm an individual. Mm-hmm. And we have to see that as long as we see ourselves as separate, the healing process is to become whole.
Mm-hmm.
And so that mindset of, I want to do this on my own. Well, you know what? Because you're in a separate body and because you are, you know, Doug, Justin, Kate, we have to kind of like do it on our own. We have to make our mind up on our own, sort of.
Sort of, right.
We have to do that. It's a kind of a fuzzy area here. We must do that. We must take personal responsibility, which is hard to do because we've had the onus of the world and our victimhood and all the things we did wrong. I mean, I was at dinner with my folks a few months ago, and I started getting yelled at by my dad for something I did 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Like, am I even that same person, you know? And does that really apply now? It didn't, you know? But, you know, it's like, this is our fear. We keep on getting the past trudged up and we can never get past that,
right?
Especially what men and women do each other, you know, what you did 5 years ago in the marriage, you know?
Yeah.
What you did yesterday, you know? And it's like, you know, how fresh is it, how old it is? I mean, when we really get our buttons pushed and really don't feel, you know, that need for love comes up really strong. We feel a lack of love, a loss of love in that moment. Boom. What do? We go right for the jugular.
Mm-hmm.
From the wounded masculine within ourselves. This is men and women, from the wounded masculine and blame, and boom, you know, just go right down there and start attacking.
Mm.
The blame and the victimness, that's the wounded feminine, the attacking and the criticism and that heavy judgment, boom, the wounded masculine. play within ourselves, and then we perpetrate on each other. We don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it can create this tremendous polarity to have that makeup sex. So a lot of people like, you know, getting into that big argument thing here, but mm-hmm. we can have much better sex than makeup sex.
Right.
When we're connected from the heart.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When you have a full body orgasm and the energy goes from down below all the way up through the heart and all right up into the pineal gland and out shoots through the top of your head, and your whole body expands to the entire universe in the sexual process, that's a lot different than makeup mm-hmm. sex. But anyway, mm-hmm. we can talk about that on another call if you like. But it's about healing this. So doing it on our own was the question.
Mm.
Doing it on our own, it's both. You do it on your own because, you know, you're writing the check, you're sitting in your body, you know, you're kind of this individual body person in the world.
Right.
You don't have to do it alone. You can't do it alone because you're not alone. You have to do it with the soul and the soul coming through others. I like the way that and again, this is a non-religious because, you know, wise people say things from the heart and then they can be made a saint or a god or something. So I'm not talking about religion. But Jesus said, where two or more come together in the name, and I'm going to fill it in the name of the soul, in the name of love, in the name of reconnection, in the name of wholeness, I am healed.
Mm.
And so to work with healers who have enough healing in themselves, who can bring enough soul and bring you to soul. You still need to do it on your own. You still need to do your meditation. I teach a soul meditation, a chakra meditation to bring in the energies. But we do it and we do it to not alone. We do it with the group soul. We're all of the same soul energy, individuated into us.
Mm-hmm.
So we really, so it's both.
Mm-hmm.
The illusion of separateness, we must commit and do it on our own. At the same time, breaking down that illusion, we're not alone, and we're all one. We do it as a group, so we're two or come together. So, hey, if you try to heal yourself, and it's been a rough road, I mean, my sciatica and an issue that was creating it resolved in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this with people, and, you know, they may go into catharsis, they may cry, they may laugh, whatever happens. I see people get over serious illness. Breast cancer heal. Fibroids heal. Fibromyalgia heal. Discs heal and regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
I've had children with holes in their heart because their parent died and they had a hole in their heart.
Mm.
And have the hole in the heart totally heal. And the cardiologist going, we can't find the holes that were there at birth. They're gone at age 12.
Wow.
Talking about one of my beautiful little patients in the Middle East that I flew all the way there because I had a mission to help create peace in the Middle East and heal the hearts in Israel and Palestine. And this little Palestinian girl was there on Skype with her mother. I was talking with her mother, and she said, Dr. Doug's the one who's going to heal me. And she says she hasn't let a doctor near her since she was 2 years old. Says, I'll find the doctor, Mom. At two, she knew.
Oh, my God.
We have some amazing children who their awarenesses, and then school systems are just not supporting this intuitive aspect. Mm-hmm. I mean, Einstein, bring that dude up again, you know.
And, I know.
You know, said, you know, imagination and intuition is far greater than intelligence.
Uh-huh.
And we're here now to bond this intuition and this love and this knowing of the divine through the intelligent system of the body and the personality to become whole beings and walk in this world as the sacred heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I love bringing people to that sacred union within of the feminine masculine healing, and then embodying that divine masculine feminine energy in their own heart. And then that heart of that woman, because women are going to do it first.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Dalai Lama was saying with, you know, the Western woman is going to change the world. It's we're dependent upon women healing their hearts to help men to become vulnerable enough about their own wounding to say, yes, I must expose this pain in me. We are all suffering. Mm-hmm. All these men are suffering. We can't, you know, be the bulls in this. We can look really handsome and amazing on that football field as the quarterback, you know, and that's an image for men to be. And men like boxing, and women like boxing because that's that masculine power that's just, you know, boom, boom, wounding the other guy and the other guy until they both have head injuries and serious brain damage. And
right.
It happens in every fighter. You know, you get enough hits to the head. And I know this has happened to me. I had 60, 80, 100 mile an hour wounds to my head, you know, done by cars.
Wow.
It's time for men to heal. Mm. And by women starting first, and they have started first. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great sign.
It's
a great,
first.
Yeah.
And to start healing these aspects of the self.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Begin to heal our world, and we begin to bring men and women in physical bodies and in physical hearts and emotional hearts together, creating a new world.
Mm-hmm.
And it will look very different than it has the last 2,000 years.
Well, we could use that, Doc. We could use that.
So I have work that I do that helps men and women to heal this, and I'm having more fantastic men show up, in my group work and in individual work, coming to see me in Los Angeles, and they come from all over the world, and I have some free gifts online if people would like to, you know, get those. I have a new one on some mind body exercises to help heal the body and the mind and the emotions. It's healing the body through your physical symptoms, getting to the emotional causes of those physical symptoms. And physical symptoms show up in our money, in our relationships, in our body. Uh-huh. All those symptoms, those are all the clues to healing. The healing with the masculine,
mm-hmm.
healing with the feminine, and restoring the divine feminine power within our own being.
So can people go on your website and get access to those?
Yeah, I don't have the gift to some of the doing stuff up yet, but okay. If you go to Dr. Doug Lehrer, L-E-H-R-E-R, so D-R, Dr., D-R, D-O-U-G, Doug Lehrer, means teacher in German, L-E-H-R-E-R, L-E-H-R-E-R, germanforteacher.com. My site that's still being built is just a new one, and we still got so much more to do to it. But there is a free gift place. You'll get some videos that talk about the process of getting in touch with the core wound that's causing your physical problems, mental emotional problems, problems of life, but health problems. Everyone has some sort of health symptoms. Most are aware of them. We're not all aware of them,
mm-hmm.
depending on our age. But emotional symptoms are probably the most obvious one, being depressed, being sad, on and off.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you know, our energy, our fatigue, our sleep, pain anywhere in the body, any kind of, even, you know, allergies. I had a man come see me with a broken toe. It's like, big deal. So your toe will heal, you know?
Right.
But he was in pain, and his wife was a chiropractor, and I was visiting professionally, her, and put him on the table, and this broken toe, I traced it back to a wound with his mother when he was 10 years old, and he wailed, cried, I mean, for an hour as I worked with him in the office. You could hear him in all the treatment rooms, and everybody was into it because his wife's a network chiropractor.
Yeah.
People go into catharsis and crying and stuff like that in network, and which is one area I'm trained in. But I do what I call cellular resonance, where I've integrated the philosophies and things I've learned there with many other things and what's been given to me from soul directly on working with a person. And when I work to a person, I talk to their soul and their body simultaneously. It tells me what their deal is, and I get them to unwind that. And boom, it changed his whole life, his whole marriage. And he was already in a good, marriage, but it shifted him to heal with his mom, to heal with his father and the masculine and feminine wound within inside himself. And he was able to be even a more connected, soul resourceful male on the planet.
That's awesome. That is so good.
So I love doing that with people. So
yeah, that's
go to drdouglair.com, get those videos, and when I get these other free gifts up, you'll already be in my database.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Which I don't share with anybody else. And then I'll send out some emails and say, hey, those gifts are ready. I'm writing them right, like this is my project this next couple weeks. I've already written that, but I have to put up like more web pages and access points.
Oh, great.
Technology stuff that I'm not into.
Our site goes out to thousands of people around the world. So this will be great. And also people will listen all around the world at different times. So this will work out perfect.
Yeah. So you know, jump in there and
and
get what's on there. I've had a lot of beautiful comments about the videos so far, and
great.
And people asking for more, and I love that. And you know, soon we'll be doing some group work online and webinars to help people attune to what needs to change inside them and how they can do that. And I've been given, you know, the mission to help people to unlock that within themselves. And I've done it with thousands of people individually, and I've now working and doing it in groups.
That's so awesome. And so people are signed up to your newsletter. They'll be able to
Be on the mailing list to get more other emails to say, hey, we'll be in Chicago. Hey, we'll be on internet at 7 o'clock tonight. Join us for, a free webinar or a low-cost webinar or whatever. You know, we have a lot of different ways to get everything out. Some things free, some things paid low, some things a little higher. And then, you know, some, you know, very, you know, advanced programs for people and even practitioners to bring into their practices. Because I want coaches and doctors, you know, even if they've practiced medicine, to become more soul and body, to heal with their masculine, feminine aspects of self. And be a healing energy, a healing force, and touching that. I learned this 25 years ago when I had a woman who could not have babies. She came to me with from a car accident and had back pain and neck pain. And it just happened to be that she had scarred, damaged fallopian tubes, impossible for her to get pregnant. Been to many doctors. She tried, you know, they said it's just not going to, you know, not going to happen. They didn't even suggest in vitro or any of that kind of stuff. And I felt something come through me in that moment. It was a greater, higher aspect of soul. I touched her on her shoulder and said, "You can have kids now." Mm. And she has two babies. They're now in like high school and college.
Wow. No way.
That's so. I think the whole point is to encourage people. There's always hope. They're not stuck in a situation or with the diagnosis or
Just because the doctor says it doesn't mean it's only true in his mind, and maybe, you know, true in the aspect of that's the true as far as limitations of medical practice. But in everyday medical doctors and non-medical doctors see unexplained miracles,
of course,
and that is because the person let go of something and recommunicated with love from above, down, inside, out, that erased that fragmentation, at least part of it, in that person. And it's really amazing how you only have to heal one wound and a whole illness. You could have, you know, 1,000 other wounds, but just one thing, and the body heals something, and a whole aspect of life gets healed, and then heals something else, and then it changes. I see it kind of like a trajectory of a boat. You know, that boat's going to go crash into those rocks, but you change the trajectory just a little bit and it goes around the rocks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it ends up on a different shore, and you change that trajectory by healing a little bit more in you, and it ends up on a different shore and a different path. And I'm committed to helping people get to their divine path so that that's their true trajectory, that the true divine path and divine plan that they came here to generate in this body, in this time.
Well, I love it. Your work is very much in alignment with ours. So thank you, Doug, for being on the show. And
Thank you.
Yeah, that's. I just love what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you, Kate. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Hold on the line there, Dr. Doug, and we're going to close out the show. I want to thank everybody for joining us. This was episode 442. So if you want to get access to Doug's website, drdouglear.com, you can do that. You can just go to extremehealthradio.com/442, or you can go straight to his website. If you enjoyed the show, please do us a favor and do pass it along to your friends. We'd appreciate that. If you found some value in it and you really liked what we all had to say, pass it along to your friends through Facebook or any other social media platform.
Because who doesn't need healing?
I know, right?
We all need healing on many levels. So I thought this was a fascinating conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, this
so, yeah,
is amazing.
Share it with your buddies and
yeah,
family.
Share it around. We appreciate that. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being a part of what we do and supporting us and just being in our lives. We really appreciate it so much. So thank you, everybody. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Okay, episode 442, Dr. Doug. How do you say his last name?
Lear? I think so.
Like Learjet?
Learjet. How funny that means teacher in German, he said.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's a pretty cool last name.
Yeah.
I have to say.
The Divine Feminine Power.
So are you going to get more in touch with your feminine side, your divine feminine side?
My femininity. Yeah.
I think that's... Oh, sorry. What are you gonna
say? No, go for it.
I think that's the kind of misconception, though, is these jokes that have been made all these years in movies and things, you know, between guy friends is that I'm going to get in touch with... Or that's, you know, get too in touch with your divine... with your feminine side or whatever.
Right.
And I think it's just a misrepresentation of what that actually means.
Yeah, what is it?
Does it mean you have to be girly or you have to like be weak or
cry.
Be gay or, you know, anything like that? I mean, people have all kinds of bizarre connotations in their heads about what it means to be feminine.
I mean, I wonder what does it really mean to be feminine or masculine? What does that actually mean?
I think I was gaining from this interview the picture, which is really funny. The whole interview, when I had my laptop up here, on my Apple MacBook or whatever this thing is, there was a little symbol popping up from the bottom bar, and it was the yin-yang symbol.
Oh,
and
really?
It stands for, I don't know what it, you know, what is this here? It's, I don't know, Scrivener, I think, a writing program.
Oh, right.
But it's like a yin-yang. And I thought, isn't that funny? And to me, I just thought that was the perfect timing to be reminded of, like, what that actually is. It's a dance of a healing process, I think, and a motivating energy within us. It's how do we maintain this sense of softness and love and respect for ourselves and the world and healing, but yet we have this success motivating and this fighter, and we're fighting for our rights. And it's like marrying those two together is just like this tough, soft, weak, meek, and strong all together. You know, not saying women are weak or meek, but it's like it's that blending of all those different aspects of ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes guys don't. I mean, that's why stereotypically guys don't seem to cry a lot. It's seen as, in their minds, they've come up with something that is seen as weak.
It's totally, being vulnerable.
But my gosh, when you're a little boy, I mean, little boys cry just as much as little girls cry.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, we become conditioned to think that those things are, you know, like a girl colors pink and a boy colors blue. But my gosh, if we can grow up thinking, why like all those colors, I could like any of those, and those are all part of me. I don't have to be one or the other.
Right.
I could like whatever I want. I could be whoever I want. I could have all these parts to become a whole. I think that's what that, to me, that's what I get from that.
Yeah. And I think it's also in a moment by moment basis kind of thing. Cause there are times when I think you need to have a very masculine energy, men and women. I think I think there are times when you need to have that energy, but you can have that energy and still infuse it with the feminine side.
Oh,
and then
sure.
There are times when you have that you need to be empathetic and, and nurturing and caring, and men can be like that too. So maybe the feminine characteristics, you allow those to flow through, but you can also infuse those with masculinity. So both, I think in a moment, I think certain times call for, or certain situations call for different aspects of those characteristics, but then the mm-hmm. secondary aspects you can also infuse within that as well. So someone's not completely dominated by their masculine side, or right. someone's not completely dominated by their feminine side. They can be dominated in this scenario with their masculine side, with a secondary sub personality as their feminine, and they can blend that together for that scenario. But then 3 hours later, when they're faced with the different circumstances, it's mm-hmm. flip-flopped.
Right. I agree. It's a constant assessing a situation, I think, and seeing how to adapt accordingly. You know?
I think we've all been lied to. Culture and everything. teaching like, what's that guy, Dean, that famous guy, the smoking guy, he died in a car crash in the 60s.
James Dean.
You know, like we're taught all these weird things, what it means to be masculine, and I think we're just been lied to.
I think we're all a culmination of a bunch of things together.
Yeah.
I think it makes you healthier, and I agree. I mean, I think that the healing, the real deep healing can happen when you allow yourself to break down those walls of this is me, this isn't me. It's all us. I mean, we all have these things. I like it how Jewel wrote that album from the 90s, Pieces of You, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a powerful song. It's like the words are, you know, people can look them up, but it's basically like the whole song is someone pointing out a flaw or something they hate in someone else. And she's saying, well, that's just because it's all in us.
Oh,
you know, you're
right.
always pointing to something and upset about something or judging something because it is a piece of you. And, you know, I'm not even talking past life-wise, if that's real or not, but... gosh, I when I am really honest with myself, the things that I see that bug me about people are always things that I'm like, yep, well,
that's a mirror.
The finger goes right back at me too, because I completely have that, you know?
Yeah, so. Totally.
Good show.
Well, that was a good show. Dr. Doug Lehrer, episode 442, and you can get to his website. You can go to extremehealthradio.com/442, and we'll link it up there, as well as you can listen on that show too. And I want to thank you guys for your support on Patreon. I want to thank you guys for your support on Amazon, all of that stuff. We really appreciate it. And all of your support through our store. We've got lots of cool stuff on our store. So thank you guys for purchasing. Your support is what helps us continue to do this show and to continue to reach out to new guests and to pay our rent and to pay our studio rent, our home rent, and to pay everything that we have going on. So thank you guys for your support. We really appreciate that. And thank you for bookmarking our Amazon link. For those of you that do that, that really helps us. And we're so grateful for that. A lot of people think that they have to buy something health related, but you can buy anything on Amazon as long as you go through our link every time. It helps us. And so that's really, really a great way to support us too. So, and I want to thank all of you Patreon supporters who have donating $1 a month or $2 a month. Or some people donate $60 a month, but it all means the same. It's all energy, and the fact that you take time out of your busy day to, you know, spend 2 or 3 minutes to set up a Patreon account is just means the world to us. So, yeah, we really, really appreciate that. And if you haven't considered doing that, please consider it, because, like I said, that's how we continue to do our show for free. And for all of you that share our show, I want to thank you guys for just sharing our stuff on Facebook. Our posts or our shows, we really appreciate that. That helps us a lot. So we love you all. Thank you so much. Let us know if we can ever do anything to help you. Don't forget to check out our store and our website, extremehealthradio.com/442 for this particular episode. And we'll catch you guys on the next show. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. This is Josie, Justin's mom. Don't tell him, but I know he would absolutely be really happy if you would sign up to his free weekly newsletter. And don't forget to share this with all your friends. This is the buzzing bumblebee signing off.
That was so good.
That's where we get this. Hello.
Oh my gosh.
No material on this blog is intended to suggest that you should not seek professional medical care. Always work with qualified medical professionals, even if you educate yourself in the field of live food, nutrition, and alternative medicine. I'm not a doctor, nor am I offering readers medical advice of any kind. None of the information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent any disease or condition. While information in this blog is discussed in the context of numerous conditions, it can be dangerous to take action based on any information in this blog or to start any health program without first consulting a health professional. The content found here is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as a treatment slash cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be continued as such. Always work with a qualified healthcare professional before making any changes to your diet, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. This information is provided as is, and the reader slash viewer assumes all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.